Welcome back to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. Florida musician Bob McPeak's father, Robert Wayne McPeak, was born in Willow Lake, South Dakota, the son of homesteaders. He enlisted in the Army in early 1941 and saw action the next year during Operation Torch, the Allied invasion of North Africa. In 1989, 9 years after his father's death, Bob McPeak visited his childhood home in Waukegan, Illinois, and the woman who owned the house gave Bob McPeak a hand-bound book of poetry written by his father during the war, and the book had been hidden in the rafters of the house and was only discovered during remodeling. McPeak turned some of his father's poetry into the song Sunset on the Prairie. And although a research psychologist by day, McPeak plays in a couple of Gainesville, Florida bands by night. And the response to this song led to the creation of a music video. And you can see that at untoldwarstories.com. Bob McPeak joins us on the line. Mr. McPeak, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Did you know anything at all about the existence of this book of poetry written by your father before you went back to your childhood home that day?
No, I had absolutely no idea he had written such a thing. I did know that he occasionally wrote poetry, but this book was a complete and total surprise.
Well, tell us the story of how you found that book of poetry. The woman of the house just said, just met you at the door?
Well, almost. My wife and I were driving by. We drove there and parked in front of the house, and the woman's young son, maybe about as old as I am in the video, 3-4 years old, in some of the pictures in the video, was out playing, and she came over to see what we were doing and why we were there, and I told her that I had grown up in the house, and she asked me immediately if my name was McPeak, which I thought was surprising, and I said yes. And she said, wait here, I have something for you. And she went into the house and got the book, which she had realized, I think, was possibly important to someone, and saved it for however long it had been since she'd discovered it. And she walked out and gave it to me, and my jaw dropped about a mile.
And what were you feeling at that time when you saw this book that was written by your father that you didn't know existed?
I was pretty much dumbfounded and speechless, which, as people who know me will say, well, no, it is not a common situation for me. And at first I didn't realize she was going to give it to me, but as I realized that, I really got kind of numb a little bit. And it really kind of took a while for me to process what this thing was.
And why was that? Just because of the emotional connection?
Yeah, I really didn't know much about my father's experience in the war, and as I looked at it, and it immediately became obvious that this was from that time, and that it was really the voice of my father from the grave in a way that I had not heard him speak. It was pretty overwhelming, yeah.
Can you describe the book? What was in it? Just poetry?
The book is, yes, it's poems. The book was hand-bound, and there are images of it in the video that if anyone's interested, they can go see. But it was sort of a hard, harder than cardboard, I'm not exactly sure, covers. My father had very ornate handwriting and had his signature style there on the cover, and the title of the poetry book was Rain or A Soldier's Book of Verse, Rain or Mud, Shine or Blow. And inside, written on Red Cross stationery that had turned pretty yellow over the years, were his poems, again, in his beautiful handwriting.
Why do you think he hid the book in the rafters of the house?
Good question. I'm not sure if it was hidden there or forgotten there. My father spent most of our time together in my young years living elsewhere on Army bases while my mother had my sister and me living in suburbia. In north of Chicago, in a little town called Waukegan. he was off to Korea within a couple of months of my birth, and we ended up in Waukegan because he was the recruiting sergeant there for a few years, and then I think he went back to Korea, which obviously we couldn't go to, and ultimately ended up in Fort Riley, Kansas, and at that point, I think my mother didn't want to uproot me or my sister from school, so we stayed behind. Then he went to Germany, and we ended up actually going to Germany to live with him for a couple of years, and my thought is that since he preceded us over there, he may have thought that he'd be back and didn't realize the house would be sold. So whether it was hidden there or just stashed there or if he misplaced it, forgot where it was, that's all something I'll never know.
Well, let's listen to a little bit of your song based on your father's poetry from World War II when he was serving in North Africa. Here's a little bit of Bob McPeak's song, Sunset on the Prairie.
There's a sunset on the prairie, and its last flamboyant ray is like an elfin princess that takes your breath away. There's a sunset on the prairie, and as the colors fade, they present a grander picture than the finest canvas made. As the sun sets on my foxhole, I can see across the sea to the prairies of Dakota. From the shores of Sicily, across the sands of northern Africa, we chased the desert fox from Kasserine to El Guitar. Who can say who's won or lost?
That's a little bit of Florida musician Bob McPeak's song, Sunset on the Prairie, based on the poetry his father wrote in World War II during the Allied invasion of North Africa. Robert Wayne McPeak, his father, was born in Willow Lake, South Dakota, and Bob McPeak didn't know about his father's hand-bound book of poetry, didn't know it existed until he visited his childhood home after his father's death. And you can hear the full song and see the video at untoldwarstories.com, and Bob McPeak is with us on the line. A couple of decades went by after the discovery of your father's World War II poetry, and then when you wrote this song, why was that?
Well, I think the best reason I could give is that I just wasn't prepared either emotionally or as a songwriter, I think, to write the song, to try to do justice to my father's memory. I am a much better songwriter now than I was in 1989. And the proximate cause was that my wife and I, in 2010, when I wrote the song, went to Italy with some friends, and there are lots of war memorials in Italy. And since he fought his way up the spine of Italy, from Sicily all the way up past Rome to into the Apennines and so forth, it just really brought it home to me. And when I got home, I was determined then to try to finish this task. And I previously marked some of the poems that I thought were the ones that seemed most conducive to music. And then I realized also that I didn't have to stay true exactly to the words he chose. I just had to stay true to the spirit. And when all of those things started to happen, and I also, oddly enough, and this really has hardly ever happened to me, if ever, some of the melody of the song, the part that you went out with the cut, the middle part, which is about the battles got up in the middle of the night and sang it into my little digital tape recorder, and 2 days later, I'd kind of forgotten about it. I was working on the song, and I thought, I wonder if that melody in my dream would work, and I got out, and I listened to it, and it fit perfectly. It fit the meter of the song, the words, it was the right tempo, it was everything. So I had a little help there from someplace.
What was the response when you first played Sunset on the Prairie for other people, particularly veterans?
Well, it was really, really strong and really positive. I play every Christmas on the winter solstice for a local concert here that's put on by the Veterans for Peace, which locally is led by a gentleman named Scott Camille, who some people will recognize as one of the Gainesville Eight, and he was part of Vietnam. I think he did 3 tours of Vietnam as a Marine, and came back a changed person eventually, and became quite an advocate for peace. And he and many other veterans at that thing were really, really positive and really encouraging that the song was meaningful and cathartic, and that I should try to do something with it.
Now the song "Sunset on the Prairie." We only have about a minute left here, but it's the beginning of the first part of the Untold War Stories project. And maybe of their last minute here, you can tell us a little bit about the Untold War Stories project.
Sure, it's veterans of World War II and really all wars are notoriously reluctant to talk about their experiences, and sometimes I think when they do, it's therapeutic and beneficial. And if it isn't for them, then I think it's meaningful to the people who love them and get to hear them. And Untold War Stories is a forum that was really inspired by this song and encouraged by Scott Camille for other people, veterans or people who knew the veterans or loved them or remembered them, to share their stories, to send me their stories, and we'll post them on that site.
And that's untoldwarstories.com.
Right, with all written together with no spaces.
All right. Well, Mr. McPeak, thanks so much for joining us on Dakota Midday and sharing your story about your father and his poetry.
Well, thank you for letting me honor my dad. I really appreciate that.
Thank you so much. That's Bob McPeak, a musician from Florida. And you can see the video to his song Sunset on the Prairie, based on his father's World War II poetry, at untoldwarstories.com.